Earth and Sky.
Regarding, you know, are we creating life? A related question that comes up, are we playing God? The answer to that depends on who you talk to. I don't think we're creating life. I think that as somebody who is trained as an engineer, I'm much more familiar with something called construction. You know, the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco was not created, it was constructed.
You're listening to Drew Endy in the Department of Bioengineering at Stanford University. I'm Jorge Salazar, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Endy is best known, perhaps, as a pioneer in the emerging science of synthetic biology, which constructs the basic building blocks of living cells, such as DNA, and puts them together to build new life forms, useful, for example, in creating new medicines. Endy spoke more about the promise and risks of synthetic biology.
Tell us, what is synthetic biology? And the lingering question in my mind is, are you creating life?
So I'd say synthetic biology is an outgrowth of the last 35 years of biotechnology, where it's focused not so much on what you make with biotechnology, but how you make it, the tools. So if you look at the tools on which biotechnology was invented, things, you know, have complicated names like recombinant DNA technology. That's basically a tool that lets you cut and paste, little molecular scissors and glue, cut and paste pre-existing pieces of DNA. Synthetic biology might have a greater emphasis, for example, on DNA synthesis, a tool that allows you to, instead of cutting and pasting pieces of DNA, genetic material that already exist, build new genetic material from scratch. Right? So synthetic biology is sort of focused, for me, on how you make the process of engineering biology easier, quicker, cheaper, more reliable. To your second question regarding, you know, are we creating life? A related question that comes up, are we playing God? The answer to that depends on who you talk to. I don't think we're creating life. I think that as somebody who is trained as an engineer, I'm much more familiar with something called construction. You know, the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco was not created, it was constructed. You know, if you go into the dictionary and you just think about what those two words mean, construction or creation, creation implies that you're a God. You have unlimited power, you have an ability to manipulate the universe and matter that's unlimited. You don't have a budget. You're infinitely powerful. You have a perfect understanding. You're all-knowing. That's not who I am. That's not who we are as people, as human beings. We have a budget. We have a very crude understanding of how the universe works. We have a limited ability to change and manipulate materials, and so we're constructing things. Now, constructing things doesn't mean that that's not impressive, and it doesn't mean that the things that get made don't help us ask questions or better understand ourselves. So if you could construct an entire living organism from scratch, as others are trying to work on, what we most stand to gain from that, I would argue, is an unbelievably improved understanding of how life works.
Yeah, before you get away, there's a lot of questions I have to follow up on that. But before you get away, I do want to make sure that I get you to tell us about some of these new efforts that you came to talk with the media today about developing open source platforms in engineering microbes. Tell us more about that. Do I have that right? What's on your mind about that?
So I'm also a member of a nonprofit organization called the BioBricks Foundation, and the primary goal of the BioBricks Foundation is to foster and support the development of an open technology platform supporting biotechnology. And by open technology platform, what I mean specifically is that we would like all interested parties, anybody, so long as they're constructive, they're not trying to cause harm, to have free access to the different genetic gizmos, if you will, that one might like to use to design and build a genetic circuit or a cell. The world today is not like that. The world today is one where, given the past and ongoing costs of research in biotechnology, there has tended to be a very strong use of patents to protect the uses of genetic material. That's fine and important for many types of applications, but within the world of synthetic biology, because so many parts are being made and put together, it simply becomes unaffordable. And you could go on and have a whole bunch of ethical and moral and philosophical arguments around whether it should be free or open or what have you, but I don't even need to go there to make my case. And so the BioBricks Foundation has been supporting over the last 2 years with colleagues at UC Berkeley at the Samuelson Clinic at the Law School and with Fitch and Richardson in Boston, work to develop a new legal framework that would allow genetic parts, specifically BioBrick parts, to be contributed and freely used as an open technology platform. As we're successful in developing this new open technology platform, we hope to transition the whole field of biotechnology from one that could be described today as sort of closed monopolies, balkanized monopolies, with not a lot of sharing, to an open technology platform where everybody has access to the basic tools and functions, and you build companies and products and services on top of that. The analogy that people might be familiar with today would be Google, the web search company. Google as a company builds its company in part on free software, Linux, right? So their servers and whatnot are able to run without paying significant software licensing fees, as I understand it. That means that starting a company in an environment where you have an open technology, you think of Google as a big company, but a long time ago they weren't, right? You're able to start companies with much less capital. You're able to do more experiments throughout your economy. You end up with more innovation. That's what we're trying to get to. The BioBrick public agreement is almost ready. It's not available for public scrutiny today, but we hope to have it available within the coming months.
Would you like to maybe talk about some of the major benefits, some of the risks involved in it?
As we, depending on what verb you want to use, work with, tinker, engineer the living world, we have to be very careful to be able to take responsibility for our actions. Depending on what your concerns are, you could be concerned about safety of students in a laboratory. You could be concerned about your own safety, the public safety. You could be concerned about environmental safety. We have a long track record of largely successful, not perfect, but largely successful experiences on issues of safety. That doesn't mean we shouldn't keep talking about it. We need to keep talking about it so that future work with biotechnology is safe. You could talk about issues of security. What if somebody wants to cause harm using biology? Okay, well, let's start to address that. You could ask, is this equitable? Is it fair? Should we be doing it? And so on. There are a lot of people who are trying to be supportive of allowing everybody to participate in these sorts of conversations. And if I could try and communicate one idea, because the field's so new, with the emphasis on tools at least, it means the tools are going to change a lot over time, for decades probably. And so that means is we probably all need to learn enough and prepare to have conversations that don't just happen once in the next 3 months and we sort it out, but conversations that are ongoing conversations such that we can figure out how to best work together and ensure that to the extent that biotechnology goes forward, its applications are overwhelmingly constructive. So a lot of work there, not just for the researchers, not just for the politicians, but for everybody to be aware of what's happening.
You've been listening to Drew Endy in the Department of Bioengineering at Stanford University. To subscribe to this and other free podcasts featuring interviews with scientists, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.